podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
David Schuster is head coach of HBU's men's and women's golf teams. When recruiting athletes, Schuster looks for well-rounded student athletes. The men and women's team have enjoyed significant success, including multiple conference championships. Schuster says each one of our golfers has an opportunity to make a difference, to win championships, and to grow in Christ while getting an education. I love that quote. I love the balance of that quote.
It's what they are. You know, our kids, they're a special group that we are able to bring in here to represent the institution and what it stands for. And I think it's a great mix. They're great academic student athletes, and yet they understand the faith, and the faith has to carry on into the golf course too. You have to have the faith that you're going to hit the fairway and hit the green and make those putts as well.
Tell us the history of the program.
In 2007, the university decided they were going to move back into the Division I level. At that time, I was coaching. I was a coach at a high school here in Texas, and was opportunity to win a state championship. And what had brought me here in 2007 was one of my best friends was Anthony Martin, who was running the bookstore at that time, and he sent me a message by computer. He said, "Hey, looks like the university's going to go back to Division I. They're going to have to start golf programs. Are you interested?" And I'm like, my resume was ready, and phew, I hit the button, and my resume went off to him. So came in, visited with Dr. Sloan on a couple of different occasions and everything, and it was kind of, I was out on a recruiting trip. I got the call, and it just so happened, before I left to go to watch a tournament where my high school players were playing, I packed my clothes and I thought, you know, I'm going to take my coat and tie and everything just in case I get a call. That was my faith, believing that that call was going to come. Mm-hmm. And I got to Waco and I was watching the tournament and watching my kids from the high school team and everything, and I got the call. So I just turned my truck, and instead of going back to Fort Worth area, I turned it and came down to the Houston area, and I stayed with Anthony and them at their house. And next morning we had the interview, the final interview, and Dr. Sloan walked me out, and we went to the bookstore, and it all started there. I got some clothes to be able to go back out and go right back to that same tournament, and I started my first day of recruiting the very next day in that aspect of it, just being able to reach those kids. We started in 2007 with a women's program first. It was a grind because I was hired on June 13th. To have a team in place by August 1st. That's kind of a short period of time to try to put together a team. Fortunate to me, I had been a coach in the state of Texas for 24 years. So I had lots of coaches to reach out for. So I sent a message to all of them and was asking them if they had any players that were still available, if they knew any and so forth. So we had two or three coaches reach out to me and said they had some Texas girls that wanted to come back to Texas. They were out of state at other universities and everything. I said, great, let's pass the information on to them, have them contact me, and here we went. So I got one from Allen High School, two from Allen High School. One was at San Francisco University, and the other one was at Newman up in Kansas, and then the other one was from Mansfield, and she was out of OBU. Got those three transferred in. There was a young lady that was at the state tournament playing for Lake Travis at that time that she became our fourth player. And then the time went on to where it was like, have you got a fifth player yet? No, I'm still working on it. You know, and eventually, over time, we found a young lady that was actually on the computer here at HBU. She had done her pre-registration and everything. And I asked Ed Borges, I said, does our program have a questionnaires when a student admits to HBU, and they said, yes. I said, do you have golf? And he said, yes. I said, can you send me a list of everybody that checked golf? And so he did, so I went down that list, and there was about a third of them were girls, but most of them were guys. So I used that list, and that's where I found our fifth player for that year. And she came in, we played our first full season, in 2007, 2008, and it was a growing season. But the very next year, we started that first year, our first tournament was at North Texas. The very next year, and we finished last, the very next year we go to North Texas tournament again, and we just in that first recruiting class of girls, we finished third place and brought home some hardware. And that's important. That's what we've always strived for, is to bring home hardware.
Man, you know, when you say NCAA Division I, in that's a whole different level, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. It's, you think about NCAA, you're over 300 different institutions that actually play the game of golf or all the other sports as well. So you take that and figure out how many players that there are on each of those rosters and how competitive it is. It's pretty strong.
So give us an idea of who you've played and the memorable games or wins you've had.
You know, I think in the short term of things, in such a quick turnaround, especially on the women's side, we've played in some events that in our beginning we took our lumps, and then to go back to those same events and win them, walk away with the number one hardware trophy and let the kids hoist that and feel great about themselves. I said, that speaks volumes. You know, we've played from East Coast to West Coast and gone up even into the Tennessees and Seattle, Washington, those kind of areas, and had success with them, and played some Division I schools that have been in existence for 100 years. And had some success at beating some of those, and that's kind of nice. You know, a couple years ago, when we went to regionals at the UT course in Austin, and looking at some of the schools that we're teeing it up against, and you know that those programs have been in existence a lot longer than we had, but yet we had earned our stripes and we were there competing against them and beating some of them at the same time. So it's pretty special time.
In your quote, you said, each one of our golfers has a great opportunity to make a difference, to win championships, and to grow in Christ.
Yes,
now,
sir.
I got a feeling not every golf coach adds that part.
Probably not. You know, it's the thing about growing in as a person is also growing in your faith. Well, I think you have to grow in the faith of the reason we're all here, and that's in Christ. We're here on our earth because of the fact that what He has created for us all, and He's given us our opportunity and the players' opportunity to show their abilities and to walk in the footsteps of greatness as He has showed in His life.
That Christian inclusion is so important, because I look at like Tiger Woods. And I see, you know, what a phenomenal talent, you know. His dad mentored him as a kid. What a total colossal disaster in his life. And, you know, it's what Jesus, reminiscent of what Jesus said, you can gain the whole world. What does it profit you if you lose your own soul? And, you know, in all the grace to Tiger, people fell, God forgives and all the rest. But it's got to be special to you, Coach Schuster, that you are imbuing these students both in a great talent, but in character too.
Character carries them through life.
Mm-hmm.
It's that character and the grit that they show themselves, especially out on the golf course in the heat of the battle or in the competition. And I think it's that faith of them being of a Christian background and coming from an institution that gives them those ideals and those goals in which to create their life around. And I think that's what carries them through the hard times on a golf course. You know, you can hit an astray shot and still recover from it and make a great score. It's not about one shot, it's about what you've done with all of your shots. And that's what life's about. It's steps. And as long as you're continuing to move forward and not look backwards and worry about what was instead of what is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the future of what is in front of us all. And I think that's because of what Christianity and the faith has given us to do.
Think back since the program began, are there some real standout players that kind of come to your mind, some uniquely gifted individuals that came along?
Are we talking from the beginning of the program, back in the yeah. start of the institution?
Anytime.
Oh, of course. I mean, you've had, back in the heydays when the gentlemen, the men were so successful, and you had Colin Montgomery, which is in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
the World Golf Hall of Fame, and he's had such an illustrious career after leaving HBU. He was one of the highest merit award winners in the European Tour and everything. And even
that.
Today, he's doing well on the Seniors Tour, and he's won the U.S. Open Seniors and a couple of different events as well. You know, we were fortunate to have him on campus over the past few years, and it took us a while to make those connections back and get him here. He came in a couple of years ago and did a benefit dinner for us and everything. It was just wonderful. He's quick-witted. He's sharp. Everybody just loved that evening. I had a lot of compliments from a lot of people about how they really enjoyed that evening.
Mm-hmm.
But some of his own teammates is Tim Thielen, which is also has been a club professional here in the States for so long. Darrell Henning is another one. Tim and Colin actually got to play in a practice round together in the European Seniors Championship a couple years ago. So it was kind of neat. And they had that on TV where they were interviewing the two of them about how they were teammates and everything back in their times, and here they were playing together in their practice round of the European Championship. That's pretty neat.
So tell me, where's the plan now and moving forward in the program? Anything special you want to comment on?
Well, I think what we've done over the past 13 years, you know, as you said before, we've won multiple different conference championships. We've won two on the men's side and six on the women's side. So
wow.
8 out of 13 years is not a bad low record there. We've got to continue to grow with that because every institution and every program out there is doing the same thing. So our job is to continue to recruit better every year than what we did the year before, and also teach the kids how to manage their lives on the golf course and also off the golf course, as well as in the classrooms as well. So, and I think that's what HBU gives them the opportunity to do.
Well said. Now, I'll tell you what, that jersey you got on is so cool. How do I get one of those?
Well,
you think I could get one free for this interview?
Well, if I had some left, I would look and see if I could get you one.
I'll tell you what, that is the one sharp looking jersey you got.
I appreciate
that. Coach David Schuster, he's a winner, helping students become a winner and helping them also discover just how faith can make a difference. HBU has that unique combination. 17 Division I sports at HBU. You can learn about it at HBUHuskies.com. Coach David Schuster, head coach, HBU men and women's golf teams. We are honored you came today, and we're thrilled for what's going to happen in the days ahead.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.